the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, today we continue on. This is the fourth and last Sunday of Advent. Hallelujah. And let's begin in the book of Isaiah. And let's go to chapter 9, verse 1. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Let's begin in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 1. Again, we're continuing. The prophet Isaiah has been speaking a promise that has been fulfilled. Nevertheless, the gloom will not be upon her who is distressed. And when at first he lightly esteemed the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward more heavily oppressed her by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan in Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. You have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you have broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every warrior's sandal from the noisy battle and garments rolled in blood and will be used for burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. This is one of Prophet Isaiah's signature passages of Advent. Hallelujah. We've been reading for the past four Sundays, we've been reading prophecies from the prophet Isaiah that have come to pass already, and part of these passages still haven't come. Amen. Because it's worth about the second coming of the Lord Jesus. Amen. But in this prophecy, amen, this is a poetic vision of the hope realized in the arrival of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we read about King Jesus and about Advent year after year. We return to it every year. Hallelujah. We read and we sing and we preach the familiar themes about Galilee and the great light. Amen. And the government that's upon his shoulders. Hallelujah. So in these passages, hallelujah, I want you to know something, because from all these seven verses, in these sermons, I'm just want to pull once again and make reference to verse 4 here. Amen. Because in the midst of these six verses here, Isaiah makes reference to verse 4 to a person, hallelujah, that we don't even associate with during Christmas season. You know, and we spoke about Gideon in the past Sundays, amen. But once again, the prophet Isaiah speaks about the day of Midian, amen. So here we have in this passage a victory that took place in Gideon's life. Hallelujah. And when I think about the battle that we have spoken about, how Gideon went against the Midianite army, and I think about how the Lord rescued the Israelites from this great vast army, that he began with like 30,000 men. Hallelujah. And the Midianite army was so vast, so huge, much bigger. Their numbers doubled from the army of Gideon, and the Lord brought Gideon's army all the way down to 300.
Amen.
And even with those 300, they came and they defeated the Midianites. The rescue was huge. The victory was huge. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isaiah says that the arrival of our rescue will be like another Gideon moment. And when we think about the birth of Jesus, when we think about the Savior, the King Jesus being born, that came to redeem us, that came to rescue us. So here the prophet Isaiah is saying, well, that same baby that's going to come unto us, a child that is going to be born unto us, a son that is going to be given unto us, is the same rescuer, hallelujah, that was present when Gideon went against the Midianites.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So he compares the coming of our Savior to what he calls the day of Midian's defeat. Amen.
Amen.
So I just want to make reference to this verse 4 right here. There's a lot here. Amen. But I just want to concentrate on verse 4. Hallelujah. As we're going to concentrate on verse 6. Amen. So here in verse 4, it says right here, as in the day of Midian's defeat. And what this line, it refers to, if you go back to the book of Judges in chapter 6 and 7, when Israel was being oppressed by their enemy Midian, hallelujah, because of their sin and because they rebelled, hallelujah. We read over and over and over in the Old Testament how the Israelites were rebelled against God. They sinned against God. Hallelujah. They complained against God. But God in his unrelenting mercy raised up yet another rescue for his people, just like he did when he rescued the people from Egypt. Here, and not another time in history where God again, in his mercy, raises up, hallelujah, yet another leader, an ordinary leader, to bring about a rescue for his people.
Amen.
He brings about an unlikely leader armed with an unexpected instrument to carry out his unconventional strategy.
Yes.
Amen. Gideon comes in and the Lord tells him, because remember, the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon.
Yes.
And Gideon comes in, and at the end of the story, after the Lord the angel of the Lord appears to him, gives him instructions, amen, and speaks to him, tells him, you know, Gideon, you need to reduce your army to a mere 300 men and camp outside of the Midian stronghold. Hallelujah. And the angel just gives him affirmation and confirmation, and says, the angel tells him, the Lord is with you. Emmanuel himself, God with us, is with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is saying to us, the Lord is with us. Emmanuel is with you. Hallelujah. Amen. God is speaking to us every day. God is with us every day. And Gideon, at the Lord's direction, there is a ridiculous battle that comes into play. But this is God's strategy, amen? And it consists of smashing clay pots, blowing trumpets, and holding up torches. Amen? An unusual strategy. Can you imagine? God tells him, take your 300 men, take and divide them into three different sections. And at the right time, when I let you know, start smashing the clay, start creating chaos. And that same chaos that took place, it was a ridiculous battle with only 300 men. The chaos was so great, amen, that the mighty army of Midian was thrown into confusion and fear, and they turn against each other in that chaos, and they destroy themselves before Gideon's army raised one sword or drew one arrow. Amen?
Amen.
Can you imagine? It was, if you read the story, you'll be like, this is ridiculous. How is he going to beat this vast army with just 300 men? But this is how God works. If the Lord tells you, he's going to do it. And the Lord told Gideon, I'm going to do it. You're going to have the victory. You're going to beat them. Just listen to what I'm saying. Listen, this is my plan. This is my strategy. This is my thought. This is my way. If you follow through, you will succeed. If you follow through, you will have the victory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it has to remind you of the Gospels. It has to remind you, because when the angel of the Lord came to Joseph in a dream, remember, he was engaged to Mary. And Mary became pregnant. But the angel of the Lord came to Joseph in a dream and told them, take Mary as your wife, because that which is conceived in her is from me, is from the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
The angel of the Lord came to Mary and said to her, you will conceive a child. You are highly in favor from me. Amen? And he even goes on to say, and by the way, your cousin Elizabeth is 6 months pregnant. And against all odds, when you really think about all this, against all odds, the inspired plan that the Lord put in place, it worked. It actually worked. The mighty army of Midian was thrown into confusion, and they killed each other. And they had the victory. When the angel of the Lord spoke to Joseph, he took Mary as his wife. And he believed the angel of the Lord. He believed God's word. Mary, a humble, ordinary virgin, was humble enough to say, let it be unto me as you have spoken. I will carry this baby. I don't understand it. I don't know how this is possible, but I'm gonna do as you say. Elizabeth. Here we have her husband, Zechariah, a priest, praying for years, amen, for them to have a child. And in their old age, the angel of the Lord appeared to Zechariah, Elizabeth's husband, and said, hey, God has heard your prayers. God will give you a son. You need to name him John. Hallelujah. And let me throw a little nugget in here. After Zechariah heard that from the angel, remember, he's been praying for a son. He's been praying for a son. He's been believing God for a son. And when the angel finally comes and tells him, hey, your prayers are answered. Amen. What happens?
Doubt
came in. How can that be? I'm so old. Why, my wife is old. How can that even happen? And because the assignment had to come to pass, and because your words are powerful when they come out, the angel of the Lord muted Zechariah until John was born. Amen?
Yeah.
Because
Amen.
John was born. They did conceive.
Yes.
When Mary, the Virgin Mary, conceived by the Holy Spirit, Elizabeth was already 6 months pregnant. And we read that in the Gospels. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God makes the impossible possible.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. So God raised an army on Gideon's behalf. And he defeated the army. He rescued them. They were in deep oppression. He rescued them. They were sitting ducks. God rescued them. Hallelujah. Doesn't it remind you of how we were rescued, of how we were redeemed by the Lord? Hallelujah. We were heading into the pit of hell. We were heading into a dark spot. Hallelujah. But God, in his sovereignty, in his relentless mercy, he found us and he rescued us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he brought us into his light.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. He saved us. He redeemed us. He healed us. He delivered us. And he restored us. Back to our relationship with God the Father.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is a redeemer. God is a savior. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, he is.
There is so much to be grateful for in 2023. Yes, did everything go our way? Not all things, but it went God's way. And that's what's most important. God's way. It was according to God's plan, according to his strategy, according to his appointed time. At the right appointed time, a savior came. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. And the prophet Isaiah tells us that Advent is like that. The arrival of our rescuer, Jesus Christ, is an echo of what God did for Israel through Gideon. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's why he's mentioned here, that city. Isaiah says, but as in the day of Midian's defeat, we are shocked when we consider the strategy that he employs to break the oppression and overthrow the threat that was against them. And he overthrew the threat that was against us. We were living in darkness.
Yes.
We were in a pit of hell. Hallelujah. But God delivered us. We went from the pit to his palace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I mean, you got to shout out for joy. We are in God's palace. Amen. We know where our home will be once we leave this earth. We have eternal life with God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And yes, you know, Gideon, he leaned in. And even we lean in to hear God's battle plan. But God is, he's a mighty warrior. He's a redeemer. And he will equip you, he will equip his armies to rescue you. Amen. So in verse 6, he says, hey, listen to this. He says, for unto us a child is born. He's prophesying this. He's prophesying. Unto us a son is given. Just like Sister Vinnie said, Jesus was given. It's a free gift. He's given unto us the Son of God. Jesus Christ was given unto us. He is our gift. He is the gift of redemption. He is the gift of salvation. He is the gift of love, of peace, of joy, of hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He goes on to say his name will be called Wonderful Counselor. Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is called our Counselor because he's the revealer of truth. Hallelujah. God our Father, he's our Everlasting Father. Jesus is peace. Hallelujah. He's the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. We have the Trinity here. Three in one. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. It is God in his mercy Hallelujah. He came to rescue us. He says, I got to put this plan into place. And I know it's going to work because I got to redeem my people from oppression. I got to reconcile my people back to me because of the sin that took place at the garden. I cannot be any longer separated from my children. I want my children back. I want them to reconcile their relationship with me. So God sent his only son, and he did it through Jesus Christ. The incarnation to play God himself, hallelujah, came in as a baby. God himself, he was still God, and he became a human. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The king was born. Our Savior was born. And for the past few weeks, we've been waiting and longing for the culmination of Advent to arrive. And it has.
Amen.
And it has.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Today we, you know, I don't know about you, but I am awestruck by the timing of his arrival. Not just the time of day, but the hour in which it occurs. The arrival takes place at night. Hallelujah. These and we're going to read right now. We're going to go to a scripture right now. There's only two words in this passage that we're going to read about timing. And the passage that we're giving says at night. And it is in the thick of night that the light finds us.
Amen.
That God sent his son, the light finds us. So I want you to turn to the Gospel of Luke. Let's go to chapter 2. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's go. Let's do begin in chapter verse 8. 2:8. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at what it says. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloth, lying in a manger." Lying in a manger. Amen. So here we have, once again, the angel of the Lord comes and announces to a group of humble men, to just shepherds, ordinary men, ordinary people, the birth of the one and only true King, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Talks about the light, talks about the glory of the Lord shining upon the Lord. Hallelujah. The star shining upon them, upon that beautiful family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when we think about Christmas, amen, one of the most persistent symbols of Christmas is the candle. Amen. How many of us have candles lit right now? And yes, we hang strings of bulbs around Christmas trees. We display stars at the top of our trees because the stars signify this very, very passage. Amen. Hallelujah. some people consume, and we've seen them consume their homes with flashing lights that can be visible from space. That these houses, some houses are just flooded with lights. Hallelujah. But let me tell you, but through all of this, the candle shines brightest because it's a symbol of our journey of hope, joy, peace, and love. Amen. And all around the world, church, we know that Christians are going to be gathering in cathedrals, churches, maybe stadiums, in their own homes, across abroad, you know, on the other side of the world. They'll be gathering in palaces. Some people will be gathered in war-torn battlefields. Some people may be gathered in some theaters. Nevertheless, in all of these places and more, Christians will be singing songs, will be reading story, will be remembering and reciting the story of Jesus Christ, how he was born. And they're going to do it also by simply lighting a candle, because a candle represents the light. Amen. It is a reminder that the light, capital L, that the light has come. The light of the world has come. And the light of the world was called, and he chose to show up in the middle of darkness in an unexpected way as a spark of hope. And that same spark of hope is passed on today from one person to the next. So the light, that hope, that peace, that love, that joy that God has passed on to us, we're passing on to others. Amen. This light continues to advance through us.
Yes.
And the darkness has no place but to be forced out into retreat.
Amen.
And there's no place to hide. Darkness is overcome by the light of Jesus.
Amen.
Because no matter, church, no matter how much darkness howls and threatens and fights to snuff it out, the darkness has not and will not overcome it. It can't.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So the people living in darkness, as Isaiah said, have seen a great light. We were once living in darkness, and we saw the great light of Jesus. He touched us. He found us. Amen. And those living in the valley of maybe of the shadows, we declare and decree that the light has dawned on you. The light of Jesus is here. Hallelujah. After a long night of waiting, the morning, capital M, the morning himself, our Lord and Savior, has arrived at last.
Amen.
And Eve's weeping, she's weeping, gives way to Mary's song. And we raise our candles, we raise the lights, we raise our voices together, and we sing, joy to the world, the Lord is come, let earth receive her King. Hallelujah. So
Amen.
We rejoice today with Mary. Hallelujah. Because our rejoicing is only matched by the wonder as we ponder on the story of Jesus. Hallelujah. We never saw this coming. I mean, this is an unbelievable story. It's a story of wonder. Can you imagine? Clay pots, torches, trumpets. We get a virgin, Mary, singing a lullaby over a manger, singing over baby Jesus. The impossible happens. The impossible happened in our lives. We never thought that God could rescue such a person like us the way we were.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Think about your life before you accepted the Lord, before the Lord found you. Amen.
Amen.
The impossible took place.
Yes.
and a baby Jesus Christ in the night, and hell trembles at the sound of his cry.
Amen.
Amen. For us in the days of Midian's defeat, just like Prophet Isaiah said, this is a story that only God can write.
Yes.
He takes on the main role. He takes on the major role in this story. He is the protagonist in this story. He is God the Father, God Himself, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords, who came to save us, who came to redeem us, who came to deliver us, who came to rescue us. Hallelujah. Who came to heal us and who came to restore us. He is the light of the world that we've been waiting for. And it has arrived and he's here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He is here.
Amen.
So praise him. Celebrate him like never before. Amen.
Amen.
Because you need God. I need God. I need the light of Christ to shine upon me every day. That's why the word says, arise and shine. For the light of the Lord has come to you and has come to me today and has come to the world. Amen.
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 So be blessed, church. Be blessed. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Celebrate the Lord like you've never.